From the KEI Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. Tonight, we'll look back at the top online stories of 2014, and we'll look ahead to the bag ordinance that takes effect tomorrow in Dallas. First, something that could affect your New Year's Eve celebration tonight. Most people prefer a champagne toast to a winter weather advisory, but North Texans will ring in the new year with both. Icy conditions are moving in as we speak, and the worst should fall right around last call. As KERA's Courtney Collins reports, the forecast for New Year's Day and beyond doesn't look much better.
Weather experts aren't calling for snow, but its more disruptive cousins are headed to North Texas.
Widespread freezing rain, freezing drizzle, maybe some sweet pellets mixed in.
That's Lamont Bain, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth. All that icy fanfare he just mentioned should hit right about 2 a.m.
They've got a lot of festivities this time of year. A lot of people are going to be out. So we just want to make sure that people are aware of the potential for winter weather.
There's a winter storm warning for counties west of Fort Worth. For the entire area, the wintry mix should turn to rain by tomorrow afternoon and stick around through Friday. That's when the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl kicks off at 11 in Fort Worth. Fans of the University of Houston and Pittsburgh have already claimed about 40,000 tickets, and organizers hope the foggy forecast doesn't dampen the crowd's spirit.
Recently, I just ordered 20,000 ponchos to make sure everybody can keep dry as much as possible if it is raining during the game. We're looking forward to a great crowd, though.
Brant Ringler is executive director of the Armed Forces Bowl. And for active members of the military, veterans, and their families, tickets are free.
We can handle 3 or 4 hours of some weather when our men and women in uniform go through this kind of stuff 24/7 at certain times of the year.
Which should be plenty of inspiration for players and fans ready to brave the elements. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
Tomorrow, the new Dallas carry-out bag ordinance goes into effect. Customers at Dallas stores will be charged a nickel for every single-use plastic or paper bag they take home. BJ Austin reports the goal is to be greener and cut down on plastic bag litter.
Dallas City Council member Dwayne Carraway was the chief cheerleader for the bag fee. The Dallas City Council passed it in March.
Now, this ordinance was approved to protect our environment by reducing negative impact of single-use carry-out bags.
Carraway says the city spends more than $4 million a year to pick up litter, a lot of it plastic bags blown along city streets like urban tumbleweeds. The fee also applies to paper bags unless they are heavier weight and have handles, think Whole Foods. That sturdy kind of paper bag is the way Steve Levine chose to go, forsaking plastic altogether at his 3 Midway auto supply stores in Oak Cliff. But he says the new paper bag is costing him.
The cost is 15 cents per bag. We're paying currently about 1.3 cents per bag. He ordered several hundred dollars worth of bags. We don't spend $100 bags in a year currently.
Levine says it's a fine of $500 a day for any retailer not complying with the bag ordinance. He says part of the new expense is a requirement that the retailer's name and the thickness of the bag be printed on each carryout bag. No thin generic ones that have thank you printed on them. Exempt are laundry and dry cleaning bags, trash yard and pet waste, smaller bags for produce, and recyclable paper bags for restaurant takeout. The fee also applies to nonprofits such as the Salvation Army thrift stores and the small single Soupmobile thrift store on Maple Avenue. David Timothy, the Soupmobile man known for his work with the homeless community, says his clients can't afford a nickel a bag.
If you go shopping at Sam's, you carry everything in your cart and then you just throw it in your car. And Sam's does leave out boxes that you can use for free. And the Soupmobile thrift store, we've got all kinds of boxes, so we'll do the same thing.
The Salvation Army's Pat Patey says they just bought a load of 50,000 plastic bags and plan to charge the nickel. He says that could change down the road. Kroger says it's printing bags specifically for its stores in Dallas, an added expense. And there is an additional step at a checkout. The clerk must count the bags, enter the number into a store database, and the fee amount must show up on the receipt. Outside a Kroger near downtown, Tara O'Connor says she doesn't mind the new fee.
I think it's totally reasonable to charge 5 cents. I think we need to stop doing this, me included.
She was loading about a dozen plastic bags of groceries into her car. Shopper Christy Wilson takes the other side.
I think it's ridiculous. I actually live in Fort Worth and I shop here at lunch. It'll prevent me from shopping in Dallas.
Councilmember Carraway has a message for shoppers who don't want to pay a nickel a bag.
You can easily avoid this fee by simply bringing your own bag from home.
And that includes an old plastic or paper bag you used to get for free. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.
We're going to explore some of 2014's most popular stories on our website, keranews.org. KERA's digital news editor, Eric Austin, joins me now to take us on an online tour of 2014. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Justin.
I imagine some of the most read stories were big news stories.
That's true. Ebola dominated the news this fall when Thomas Eric Duncan was hospitalized at Texas Health Presbyterian in Dallas. Duncan died in October. Two nurses who treated Duncan were infected with Ebola, and they recovered. Another one of our top online stories came in September when the Highland Park School District pulled 7 books out of classrooms. Our colleague Christina Martinez reported on that.
The suspension comes after parents sent the district several hundred emails concerned about questionable content in some of the books, which included sex scenes, abortion, and abuse.
By the end of September, the school district changed its mind, and the superintendent sent an email to parents apologizing for the disruption.
And I recall, Eric, that lists have been popular this year?
Lists definitely do well. Money Magazine produces an annual list of best places to live. And when that list was announced in September, McKinney here in North Texas was number one. Our story about the ranking was on our top 10 list of most read stories on KERANews.org.
And now, what about videos on our website?
Now, Justin, I know you'll be saddened to hear that we don't have cat videos on KERANews.org, but we do have weather videos. Back in June, we got a lot of rain in just a few days, and Lake Granbury filled up quickly. We posted a video from the National Weather Service that showed a neat time-lapse sequence of the lake filling up. People seem to really enjoy that quite a bit.
What about some only-in-Texas stories?
Our colleague Diana Douglas produced a neat story about homecoming mums and why Texans are so obsessed about them.
Bethany's mum, short for chrysanthemum, is big. Big enough to hang on a prize-winning horse. It made noise with bells and beads. It has 3 fake flowers ringed with bows and trailed by yards and yards of red, black, and white ribbons.
And KERA's Dwali Saikautau had an interesting story about plans for a new state park. It's about an hour west of Fort Worth.
74-year-old Shaver Abbott said this project is going to be years in the making.
This might be the greatest thing in the state of Texas here. I don't have a clue.
And what were the 3 most read stories on KERANews.org?
Drum roll, please. Our 3rd most read story from 2014 was a piece by Stephanie Kuo about a so-called bike superhighway. Plans are in the works for a 64-mile trail that will connect Fort Worth and Dallas.
Cyclists like Chris Kernett hope the superhighway will one day become a way of life.
I'll just go by myself. It's like the kids are in bed. The temperature's good, but it's just a very peaceful, almost zen-like experience.
Our number 2 story was an online story we posted, Whatever Happened to Marina Oswald. Our web post summarizes the few interviews she's given through the years, and we posted videos of those interviews.
Marina, do you believe that your husband killed President Kennedy?
I don't want to believe, but I have too much facts, and facts tell me that Lee shot Kennedy.
And our number 1 story, where's that drum roll? It's KERA's Texas Bucket List, 39 things you should do in Texas before you die. Things like jump into a swimming hole in Central Texas, canoe through the cypress trees in the East Texas bayous, and visit the Texas Prison Museum in Huntsville, and many more.
Eric Austin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Justin, and Happy New Year.
By the way, we have a list of our most read stories on KERANews.org.
A reminder, areas west of Fort Worth this evening are facing a winter storm warning with possible snow and ice accumulation. The rest of the listening area is under a winter weather advisory. Very little ice is expected in our areas, but caution's advised as it could accumulate on overpasses and bridges. We have a 40% chance for rain and sleet this evening with the low around 33. It's currently 35 degrees in Dallas. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin, and have a happy new year.